Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. It's a great honor for me to be here. Thank you, Dan, and being very persistent. That's what we need as a results partner, persistence. So my purpose today is to find and encourage you to be a results partner. A results partner educates himself or herself on the subjects of global health and global poverty, and lobbies their member of Congress and their senators on those subjects. Results is a grassroots citizens lobby. We've been in existence for about 25 years. We have members scattered across the country. We cover maybe 200 of the 435 congressional districts. We cover maybe 40 of the 100 senators. Maybe there's 500 results partners across the country, only that many. We are nonpartisan. We work with Republicans and Democrats and independents alike. We do not carry angry placards. We do not really complain very much. But we do inform our members of Congress. We educate them. We create political will. And most of all, and just like Dan, we are persistent. The problems that we address are, the main problem is that there are, most everybody here knows this, 40,000 people who die every day, 40,000 people who die every day from preventable causes. Measles kill 2,500 children every day. And yet, it can be prevented with a vaccine costing about 50 cents. Simple diarrhea kills 6,000 children every day. And can be, the child can be revived and saved with a solution of salt, sugar, and I think potassium, which costs about 15 cents. There are, everybody's heard this number, 1,300,000,000 people trying to survive in this world of ours on less than $1 a day. And yet, a very poor woman can take a microcredit business loan of $100 or even $50 and double her family's income, triple her family's income, quadruple her family's income, and she can feed, clothe, send her kids to school, and get them some very basic health care. Despite these very low, very affordable costs, millions and millions of people don't get the medicines that they need, and millions of people die every year. It is an unconscious neglect on the part of the people who have the resources. I'm here to talk about results. Results is extremely effective in getting these programs funded. Microcredit, again, over the last, we actually introduced the first microcredit bill in 1987 to be funded by the Congress. Over the last 15 years, we have gotten somewhere between $1 billion and $1.5 billion funded for these tiny self-employment business loans. Just this year, Dan, Tim, and our results partners are working with Congress to fund $200 million for these little loans. we think we're going to get it approved. Another area, broad area that we work in, is in tuberculosis, malaria, and AIDS. There's something called the Global Fund for AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. We advocate fiercely for funding of the Global Fund. We think we're going to get $600 million this year. It's a tough year. We think we're going to get $200 million for basic education. There are other organizations, and I don't want to mislead you, this, especially for the Global Fund. There are many organizations that lobby for the Global Fund. But I think Results is perhaps the most effective because we are organized by congressional district, and we can work on our congressmen and our senators from our hometowns. So those are the kinds of miracles that we pull off every year and have been doing so for about 25 years. And yet, it is not the aspect of results that inspires me and excites me the most. What inspires me and excites me about results is the personal transformation that I see in our volunteers on a regular basis. What I'm referring to is their transformation. And I don't mean that they go to yoga or take a seminar or do meditation and are transformed. I mean that they take an action with us, and all of a sudden they see something that is possible that wasn't possible for them before. It happened to me. The first time I went to see my congressman, good Republican Congressman Brian Bilbray, there were, I think, 7 results partners who went together. And we sat in his office. He was is a very impressive man. He came out from behind his desk, big desk, dark blue suit, conservative red tie, sat at a big dark blue leather chair. And my partners each said a few things to him. And then pretty soon it was going to be my turn. And I thought, can I even remember what I'm here to say? My knees were shaking a little bit. And then when I began to talk, I noticed that my voice was shaking. And I spoke, and then when I finished speaking, I handed some papers to him for him to read. And I noticed that the papers were shaking too. And he looked down at the papers, and he read the papers, and he looked up, and he said, I'll co-sponsor this bill. Well, I couldn't believe it. And all of a sudden, well, the word is that I was transformed in a moment. I felt powerful. I felt like I was participating in my government, that I was making things happen. When it was time to leave and we said our thank yous, I was really kind of floating. I had the sensation of floating. He and I came to be friends over the next some years. He sponsored 6, 7, or 8 bills for us at our request. He wouldn't have done it without a request. But he also did it because it made sense to him. What we said to him made sense to him, and he believed in what we were trying to accomplish. By the way, that bill the other results partners scattered across the country, we got 100 co-sponsors on that bill. It passed. It was $100 million funding for microcredit. I have seen variations of that experience, that what I call a transformational experience, in our results partners, and that's what lights me up. And that's what we would like. We'd like a few more partners to participate in this with us.